Hey, it's Johnny Jett. Welcome back to my podcast YouTube channel. If you're not a subscriber, please click the link below. And today we're joined by Stuart Charon, the cruise guy. Am I pronouncing your last name correct?
You're doing great.
This is the cruise guy. He's been on before, but the last time he was on was a year or two ago when the world was a lot different, and especially cruising. I mean, no industry got hit harder than the cruising industry during COVID. And I mean, Stuart was always like, oh, it's going to bounce back. Don't you worry. It's going to be better than ever. And I was like, you're right. You crazy boy. No one's going back on a cruise. But you were right. I'm eating crow and I'm happy you were right because I love to cruise. I just, you know, after all that negative publicity, I just did not think they were going to bounce back the way they did. But look, I mean, they're bounced back stronger than ever. Am I right?
You are right. And it was inevitable. One, it's an industry that you really can't keep down. It's an industry that, as many people as they can carry will want to go. It's the segment of the travel industry that has the highest satisfaction rate. And it has the highest value. I mean, right now, when you compare it to hotels and airlines, cruising has up to a 50% price advantage. Look at hotels right now, and you're going to spend, $600, $700, $800 at hotels that you'd spend $100 to $150 at, and they're giving you nothing, including at many of the best hotels. They're reducing service. They may not even service your room on a daily basis. Where on a cruise, you'll get it 1 to 2 days. Right. But overall, Johnny, cruising has rebounded. I mean, all three cruise companies, Carnival Corp, Royal Caribbean Group, Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, they're all saying essentially the same thing. Bookings have exceeded 2019. Pricing is better than 2019. Onboard spending is better than 2019. And the future outlook is better than it's ever been. The occupancies are getting back up to normal, which is, typically 103 to 107%. Which includes the third, fourth, and fifth passengers, sharing cabins were available. But the industry is in a very good rebound. And, I just came back from my 35th cruise since June of 21 restart and 310th overall, and the ships were full. And it really was nice to see. I mean, I saw them, going back to June of 21, when, these ships were operating at 30% occupancy. And it was like you had a private yacht. Now the ships are full again. And it's nice to see even the new ships, operating at full capacity. So everyone, it's just nice to see everybody traveling again.
Definitely. So first of all, the man's been on 310 cruises. I mean, has anyone been on more cruises than you besides a captain?
Yeah, I'm sure there have been.
I mean, that's insane. Secondly, so has COVID changed the cruise industry? I think they've all done away with like testing, have they, or are they still instituting that? And they still have the buffets going. What's going on?
That's a good question. The vaccination requirements are gone. The pre-cruise testing requirements are gone. But the increased, the cleaning processes, are still there. They didn't remove the new filters that they had. So, I mean, all those provisions are still in place. And that's why we're not seeing, outbreaks and other issues. It's unbelievable that, when you see how clean these ships are and how well run they are. And, Johnny, I could tell you this. Before the cruise industry was trying to keep up with hotels. But I could tell you now that the ships are nicer than the best hotels on land. And you get to, visit multiple destinations. You're not packing and packing, checking out of hotels, and you're not waking up in the same boring place each day. Right. It really has changed. And, even with the connectivity, with the technology on board, including the ability to communicate, the internet, you're starting to see a lot more companies, we're installing Starlink, from SpaceX. And
right.
All I could tell you, I've used it many times on many ships, and it's a bit spotty still.
Is it?
They have a long way to go, and the cruise lines know it. They're getting the feedback about it, and some of the other companies that they were using before are still faster. Starlink sounds sexy. So they're making those announcements, but you know, very quickly they can revert and change to, you know, low Earth orbit, you know, to the different satellite companies to ensure. But you know, it's just neat to see how they're moving ahead and they're trying to engage in the best technology available.
So can you do work on a cruise ship, and is it cheaper, the Wi-Fi?
Yeah, the costs have come way down. It's significantly faster. I mean, you know, on Carnival Celebration, which, you know, back in November, December of last year when I last cruised on it, I mean, I was streaming, you know, HD, you know, super HD videos on there without any hiccups.
Okay.
The Starlink, you know, I'm able to do interviews. I'm able to do Zoom without issues. There are some times where it may get a little, you know, hiccupy, but I mean, overall, it's just like as if you were at home.
Okay,
the service
that's
they're
amazing.
Providing on board the ships, you know, whether you're in Europe, whether you're in Alaska, Caribbean, Mexican Riviera, it's just like you were at home.
Right, that's great. And how about, so are they still doing buffets, or are they dishing it out themselves?
Yeah.
Are they making you use hand sanitizer before you go into the buffet? I mean, they did that before COVID.
They did it before, and you know, the ships, you know, like, okay, I just returned from Celebrity Beyond as an example. Spent 12 days, you know, round trip out of Rome. We went to Greece, Italy, and Turkey. The ships built with hand washing stations as you enter the buffet, right. And so, you know, give yourself a nice you know, hand wash and soap and towels, and then you know, you've got an eating extravaganza ahead.
But remember.
Absolutely. Packed.
Because I mean, I remember, you know, before COVID, when I would go to the buffet, there would be someone standing there with hand sanitizer, and they'd say, you know, they would make you use hand sanitizer.
Right. Either use that or wash your hands.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds kind of silly, but then you have your specialty restaurants. So, you know, we had a French restaurant, you had a steak restaurant, you had a restaurant in Eden, you had all kinds of restaurants throughout the ship. And there was always a restroom nearby. So if you didn't want to use a hand sanitizer, you could use, you wash your hands in the bathroom. But it is great to see so many people washing their hands now.
Okay. And, you know, since cruising is back, has the ship sailed on people booking 2023 cruises, or can you still find a deal or a space?
I could tell you that the bookings for 23 are way ahead of where they were same time, you know, let's say for 2019, which is pre-pandemic, way ahead.
Are they?
But there's always going to be, you know, availability. You're always going to be able to find some deals somewhere. You have to be flexible with your dates. But I could tell you, heading into the summer months, it's going to be tough, especially when you're trying to find cabins that may be able to accommodate you know, more than four in a room. I mean, some of the cruise lines are on certain dates, they're putting double occupancy restrictions on there, which means you can only book two at a time. But, you know, just be flexible and shop. You'll find something. But Alaska is going to have its best year ever. The Mediterranean is going to have its best year ever. Some of the hot spots, you know, let's say in the Mediterranean, when we went to Mykonos and Santorini, I've never seen so many people there, and it wasn't as if there were that many, you know, there were more ships. It was just packed, and people are going, people are enjoying, you know, traveling again. The planes were packed. You know, I enjoyed, you know, I was in Rome at least, you know, three or four times, you know, in the course of dealing with all these cruises. I was in Venice, back in March. And the travelers are returning, and it's really good to see. There's a high volume of confidence, and you know, yeah, you see masks every once in a while.
You see masks.
You see people wearing masks.
Yeah.
A couple of people here and there, but for the most part, I mean, you couldn't tell that, you know, we had dealt with a pandemic, and gone through that hard that we did for, you know, those couple of years.
And how about with so many people being in these ports, like you just said, Santorini and Mykonos, did that make it miserable or
well,
what?
I would tell you in Santorini, it was pretty simple. We got off the tender. All the ships have to tender in. So there were three ships in port that day. And, you know, I'd gotten off the tender. I looked at the lines, which stretched all the way down the pier and back to the tram station that takes you up to the Thera. And my wife was in the process of stepping off. And I said, honey, turn around. We're going back to the ship. We got off too early. I mean, I knew it, but you know, this other couple, we were getting off too early.
Okay.
Meaning, you know, the tour groups had already gone, and that was a large part of what was going on. And, you know, we figured, you know, it was the tendering operation was so smooth. There were no lines. So that's usually kind of an indicator that it's safe to go ashore. Well, it wasn't.
Right.
So, you know, when I saw that the lineup of people to take the tram up to Thera, we went back to the ship, had lunch. So it was another couple of hours. And when we came back, lines were gone.
Okay. And, but you can walk up and no problem.
No,
I've only done a donkey once and I've done the tram.
I've walked it once. And the tram's a lot easier.
Yeah.
And you know, you're not stepping in donkey. You know, donkey stuff, but it's obviously it's gonna be a lot easier coming down,
right?
And so when we did get up, had a great day. I mean, I've been there so many times, but it's just such a nice place to walk around. The views are always spectacular. I mean, you're overlooking, you know, the caldera, you're overlooking the crater of the volcano that essentially caused the mountain to cave. And I mean, that's where Atlantis is, or, you know, the legend of Atlantis came from.
Is it?
So, you know, it's just an amazing place to visit. And the views, especially at sunset, are spectacular. So our original idea, our ship wasn't leaving until 10, was to just go, you know, for the sunset and, you know, have an afternoon, you know, walking around town. But, you know, the couple that we were with were just a little too excited to get there. And so we went back and, you know, spent a couple hours on the ship, went back, you know, and got up on the funicular. Coming back down was quite a problem. So, you know, we went to another restaurant.
How was it a problem? Because there were so many people?
There's so many people trying to come down. Like
so
thousands.
Would the ships leave without people, or would they wait?
They'll leave.
Will
so
they?
You need to make sure that you're down as scheduled. I mean, they will leave without you. There's no question about that.
That's ridiculous.
So you've got to be very careful about the, you know, the ship schedule, because they'll leave without you. And
how about if you're on a ship tour? If you're on an organized tour, they won't leave, right?
Well, if you're on an organized tour, I mean, they're going to be back in time.
As long as it's provided by the ship, they will not leave.
Correct. But if you do it on your own, it's your responsibility.
Yeah.
And, you know, thankfully, I don't think we missed anybody. You're always looking to see, you know, people running down. The pain in the butt was Mykonos. And, you know, the people, the authorities in Mykonos came up with a really great idea that, you know, people are going to be okay with double connections. So, you know, imagine, you know, you have two stops on your flights and, you know, you hate that. So just imagine having to tender from your ship to the Newport area and then be forced. There's no way around it to get on another tender that Mykonos provides to take you to the old port area. So it's a pain in the neck.
That's just a money. That's a money grab.
Well, I mean, they're not charging much. They're, you know, maybe it's like €2 per person each way. Not a big deal. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to limit the number of people in the old port area. And keep the cabs out. Now, I thought I would be cute, and so, you know, we walked through the town, had a nice, you know, nice day, walked past the windmills, and, you know, we were going to attempt to take a taxi around all that and just go right back to the Newport area to avoid the first connection. And the cab driver said we are not allowed to go to the Newport area.
Wow,
so
they don't mess around.
Yeah. So, you know, I had to walk, you know, back through town to the old port, take the tender to the port. And then, you know, it was three very long lines. So if you're going to do it, you got to time it properly, and hopefully your ship can you know, be one of those that are there, and it's only a just the one connection. The
Gotcha.
double is a real pain in the neck.
So would you go to Europe this summer on a cruise?
I did. I did it twice.
Right, but I mean,
in fact, okay, so that was in May. Temperatures were absolutely ideal. It was perfect. You know, you know, if you, you know, in 3 weeks, the temperature is going to go up 20 degrees.
Yeah.
And I'll be in Europe at least another two or three times,
this
taking
summer.
Cruises in the Med. And, you know, I won't hesitate, but I mean, there may be, look, the nice thing is that I've been to many of these ports, and you may or may not get off,
right?
But, it's just a great place to go. And the views are spectacular. The shops are open, and the restaurant, I mean, the food was so good everywhere we went. And let me tell you, just rummaging around Italy, you know, we went to Naples was the port that we did. It was a crossover. So we went to Capri the first time, and we went to Sorrento the second time.
Well, my grandparents
And
are from an island next to Capri, East
oh,
Cape.
yeah.
So
So.
that's where I hope to go this summer.
Very easy to get to.
Yeah, I mean, I've been a few times and I love it. Just my kids have never been. I want to take them. So speaking of kids, which cruise ship would you say is the best for little kids? How about cruise ship for teenagers? And how about cruise ship? How about and the best luxury cruise ship for adults only?
Well, I mean, you know, in the luxury market, I mean, there's a handful. You've got Seabourn, you got Silver Sea, you got Regent. So there's your three.
Okay.
But, you know, I could tell you that many of the cruise lines, like Celebrity as an example, they have this retreat area for their suites. And it really is an incredible area. The advantage is you have your Cloud Nine experience where you're secluded from everybody else. You have your private dining room, which is stupendous. The views are spectacular. I mean, I just, you know, couldn't begin to tell you the views that we had at dinner with the sunsets. But then you have the flexibility of these other types of restaurants. So if you don't particularly like the menu, you have the ability of going to other restaurants. And I mean, you know, we went to the steakhouse. We went to, you know, they have a Mediterranean restaurant. You know, then there's the rooftop garden restaurant. So, I mean, depending on your mood, you know, they have a restaurant. I mean, Eden was fantastic. And the view, you know, being on deck five, and being able to see the ocean from the very back of the ship was awesome. The food was incredible. You know, we had wonderful wines that we paired with our dinners, but it was just a great trip. And so the ability to, you know, find a ship that really has, you know, the experiences. Now, you know, also you have the entertainment is another factor. So, you know, that's the advantage of having a secluded area on a large ship. Is that you're going to be able to have better dining, you know, more options.
Definitely.
and entertainment. When you go on the smaller cruise lines, I mean, you know, they'll have some lounge acts, you know, they'll bring in some good performers. It's far fewer people, and dining may be one or two restaurants. So it really, so there are varying things. Now, as far as kids, look, my kids have been on over 80 cruises
have they
each.
Really? Wow.
And, you know, traveling since they were 8 months old and, you know, into their, you know, late teens and into their early 20s. And, you know, they kind of got out of the kids programs pretty early. They like to spend more time with mom and dad. But, you know, the programs are great. And when you're dealing with certain ships, Johnny, that, you know, they may have all these great amenities on board. But, you know, when you're traveling in Europe, as an example, you know, you come back from touring, you know, 8-9 hours, and oh yeah, that's great. They're going to have all these, you know, the different shows that are going on, the different activities. But you know, traveling in Europe is different than it is in the Caribbean, and a lot of these ships are better for the Caribbean, and you're going to be spending a whole lot more money to be on ships that have these, you know, additional amenities that you're just not going to be able to partake in.
Just
so
you're
you know
wiped
finding
out.
The right ship, I mean, you know, when you're so with families, look, you know, you've got, you know, Carnival, you know, is out there, you've got, you know, Royal Caribbean, you've got Princess, you got Celebrity, you're not going to go, even Holland America, you're not going to go wrong, traveling as a family on any of those lines.
Good to know. And did you say Disney? Disney's got to be.
Disney's right out there as well. And, you're just going to have a lot more kids than you would imagine.
Yeah, I've never been on Disney.
But again, it's a ship times. That you're going to spend a lot of money on, too.
Is it?
I mean, yeah. Disney is Disney. And I mean, it's, Disney is in a world of its own, and you will spend a significant premium to sail on them.
Okay. Is it worth it?
If you are a Disney fan, people do it. And, they hear the Disney line, the Disney name, they want a Disney experience.
Gotcha.
But, do you need that experience?
Right.
So it's just something to consider. You could save a lot of money traveling on these other lines, get nicer cabins, longer distances, longer nights for less money.
Right.
But if you want to go on Disney, there's a price for it.
Right. So how about, speaking of prices, what's your best money-saving tip for getting a cruise? Waiting to the last minute, booking 2 years in advance?
No. I mean, one, the better, the longer, the more time in advance that you go, the better the deal may be. But, there are resident discounts, there are senior discounts, military discounts that come up. And, there's also, so I always recommend people to research online, but never book online. There may be other discounts that may be available that could save you even more money.
And do you book cruises yourself? Are you a travel agent?
No, but I mean, I help a lot of people, and I've been in this business for 34 years now, and I know the game really well. But it's very interesting to see how the game's played. But each ship and sailing date may differ, Johnny, and it's very important to be flexible with your dates, because going a week before or a week after your desired date may save you not hundreds, but it could save you, maybe thousands.
Right. I got you. And what's your best cruise tip? Best cruise travel tip. I mean, one of mine is don't take the elevator, except when you arrive with your luggage. Take the stairs, work off all that food.
Yeah. But, they've got great gyms, and you have opportunities to walk and exercise around the ports. One of the big things now, one of the rages is, they have pickleball on board. So that's in addition to the full court basketball. It's become very popular. Cruise lines are installing courts. I mean, I was on Oceana's brand new Vista, and it had a pickleball, and people were enjoying it. And, exercise regimens are key, and people are, working it off. But, I just tell people, Johnny, I mentioned researching online, but not booking online. And this is not three or four, this is not a flight from LA to New York. I mean, this is 3, 4, 7, 10 days of your life.
Right.
And, you're using a cruise, a travel agent that specializes in cruises that has actually done this, is key. You really need someone to advocate on your behalf.
Right.
Cruise line's not going to bargain against itself. And when you need someone, if there's a problem, something happened, or the reservation got canceled, who knows? There's a million things that could go wrong. You need someone to advocate for you on your behalf. This is a lot of money and a lot of time, and you want to make sure it goes right. And you got someone that can fight for you.
Right. I got you. And my last question for you is, do you ever leave your luggage outside the cabin, when you're departing the night before?
No, I'm one of those. I'll wheel it on, and I'll actually wheel it off.
Yeah.
I like to get off the ship early in the morning, have breakfast, but I want to grab those bags and go. I don't want to have to deal with, throwing them outside the door at 2 o'clock in the morning. And, usually sometimes I'll have an earlier flight if I am flying. So I just want to grab the bags and go. And I've never had a problem in all these years.
Me too.
There's a lot of people that do it. You want to make sure you have it.
Right.
not depending or worrying about, did it get to the, is it down in the terminal?
Right.
When you need to go. But all I could tell you is it's really a great time right now to be traveling and just getting away. But when you're watching, your vacation dollars, It's just it's a it's I mean there's never really been a better time to cruise. And if you're one of those that, well, I haven't done it in a long time, the ships are very different than they were 10 or 15 years ago, the new ships.
They are.
I mean the enhancements they've made, the design differences, the instruments are different. I mean, and I'm one of these. I never cruised growing up, not once. My first cruise was on a sailing between Miami and Freeport with my grandfather for the day. It was a day cruise, and I didn't like it for the day, and I didn't know why people would want to do it for a week. And I got into the business in college, and it took 14 months in the business, Johnny, before I took my first cruise. And
Wow.
That was 310 cruises ago.
That's amazing.
And now with, you know, the high cost of air, the high cost of hotels, and meals, I mean, there's just no better way. I mean, you know, when you look at what it would cost if you priced I'm telling you, I mean, in Rome, a decent hotel was $600 a night, a decent hotel.
Right.
And you got no food. They may give you breakfast, which was nothing to jump up and down about. But you really have to really shop and you could do it. But once you get on the cruise, you know, the nice thing is it's all there, and you don't have to worry about anything. And it's just, you know, hey, tomorrow, you know what, this port really wasn't that great. You get back on the ship and you're in a new place the next day.
Right. I had to turn my video off because the Wi-Fi was cutting out. I think my kids were streaming something upstairs. I should have hooked up. Anyway,
but
Stuart, how can people find you?
Well, that's easy. It's cruiseguy.com and on Twitter, cruiseguy. So it's cruiseguy for everything.
All right. Well, Stuart, thank you very much for taking the time. And I will write a post about this, and I'll put some of the links that you talked about and also your bio so people can contact you.
No, I was going to, we're going to tell you, Johnny, you know, the other thing that I think it'd be worthwhile is maybe you want to end it with travel insurance.
Okay, good.
Really,
let's talk. Actually, that was one of my questions. The Wi-Fi is cutting out, so I was cutting some of my questions short, but yeah, so where do you get travel insurance? Do you buy directly through the cruise line? I always tell people, no, book through, do a third party. Full disclosure, I work with Allianz Travel Insurance, but what do you do?
Well, what I do is there's a great aggregator called squaremouth.com, and you can filter whether you want insurance to be secondary or primary. Personally, I go with I want primary insurance. I don't want to be you know, having to pay my, you know, pay for my coverage or pay for the services out of pocket. I, you know, and then have to file a claim and hope I get some percentage of it back. And what it does is it shows you all the companies, you can compare policies, but the point is that a lot of people don't realize that, their own medical insurance may not cover for travel outside internationally. And every single cruise is international. No matter, even if you're leaving from a U.S. port, you're still traveling, internationally. So it's very important to have it. And, you know, the insurance through the cruise lines is good if, you know, when you're maybe in your 70s and it's a really expensive cruise.
Right.
But for the most part, if you're under that and you're not spending, you know, a huge amount of money, using these third-party travel companies is a great way to go. And another way to, you know, look at your costs, you know, to cut the cost of the policies is you may not want the cancellation part. You say, well, I'm 100%, I know I'm going. You may buy the policy close to sailing, so you can do the coverage without the cancellation part, but you're still going to have the interruption, which is incredibly important, as well as the medical coverage, as well as property damage, travel delays, and all that. That could actually save you a ton of money on the cost of the premium for the insurance. But, you know, it's just so, I mean, I hear all the time. I know you hear it all the time. Well, you know, so-and-so had an accident. I mean, you know, look, these are accidents not on purpose, but they do happen. And you know, the cruise line is going to provide the service, but for whatever reason, you can't go on the cruise. And then people try to say, well, can't the cruise line make an exception for me and allow me to rebook on another cruise? And they say that you should have bought the insurance. And this happens all the time. And now you've got over 30 million people going on cruises. It's crazy not to, have that small, protection to cover you in the event of not being able to go on the cruise.
Agreed.
And, a lot of times the hotels may be, fully refundable, but, when you're dealing with, the airplanes, and traveling long distances, who knows what could happen, and also make sure that these coverages include COVID. I mean, if you wind up, getting COVID, you may be forced to quarantine. So, you may have to go to a hotel for a couple of nights. Well, that could certainly add up, costs. I mean, that could hit you with the airline costs, hotel costs, meal costs. So it's very important to have, the peace of mind of knowing, if something happens, you're covered. You've got, if there has to be an emergency evacuation, you've got $250,000 to $500,000 worth of evacuation coverage. But the travel insurance is so important. And unfortunately, a lot of people find out about it, after an event happens, or they realize that maybe they didn't have the right coverage. So it's really important to make sure that you have the right coverage. And, some of the most policies don't cover you for work, but there are policies that will. And that's why, I mentioned, Square Mouth, which is what I usually pop on to get, because you can filter things that are important to you. I mentioned I like primary, not secondary, because in the event of a medical emergency, these costs could be quite, sky high, and they're going to be, here you'll have someone to advocate on your behalf, and they're covering the costs. You're not having to, here's my credit card, let's say it costs $15,000 and try to recouping some percentage of that.
Right. Yeah. I've used insuremytrip.com many times. I used to work with them and they're great. Same thing, as they're similar to the Square Mouth. By the way, it's your Wi-Fi. I just got a notification pop up on my thing. So, cause I was like, I thought my Wi-Fi was strong. So anyway, we apologize for the delay if there is any. But anyway, Stuart, I will write this down in a post. I'll do a quick post on like travel tips on cruising and what to know for this year, 2023. And any other travel tips or anything you want to add? Cruise tips.
All good. We talked about a lot, and just, it's just, like I said, go and travel the world. It's a great time to go and have some fun with your family and friends.
Definitely. All right, Stuart. Thank you very much. Take care, everyone.